Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, remember, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, that's everybody, regardless of what you're doing. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller who's been waiting on the line to ask you a question, and it is none other than world-famous Bagabin Bob. Go for it.
Yes, sir, Captain. Straight from me.
Right.
Being that we are possibly about to get into a serious confrontation with Russia if and when they attack Crimea, and the fact that our military has been so depleted, why can't we just forget about NATO, abandon them, and all these foreign treaties that we're entangled in, as I think it's too dangerous maybe to be in them, specifically with China and NATO? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, number one, if you're in a treaty, you can't just suddenly forget about it, but go ahead.
Actually, it's not Crimea, it's Ukraine, I think he's referring to.
Right, right.
Look, it's a long time ago that we actually should have allowed Ukraine into NATO. This is really there is going to be some kind of an invasion, if you will, some kind of invasion by Russia into Ukraine. They've already been in an armed conflict. I mean, they're still in one. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just don't realize that because nobody in the media reports it, but upwards of 15,000 Ukrainians have already died from this conflict.
Yep.
And again, it's still going on. Putin is trying to reconstitute what was once the Soviet states. So, I mean, there was lots of stands that broke off from Russia or the old Soviet Union. He's trying to get them back. The other thing, too, is that he is trying to do it such that he has more of a footprint in the Mediterranean. Look, we can't allow Putin to be getting away with what Putin is getting away with. We have an awful lot of investment in Ukraine. Furthermore, Ukraine is slammed full of pipelines that feed energy into Eastern Europe and then into Europe and Western Europe. And that is what really has the West, most of Europe, very concerned, because Russia can shut off those pipelines in a New York minute.
Sure.
And they'll freeze to death. So he wants to be the bully, and he is bullying, and it really can't be allowed to stand. Now, it also needs to be understood that we've had some other conflicts going on in Belarus. It was last month that the Kremlin signed a security agreement with Vietnam and Indonesia, which is not a good thing. We have to, I would say, also keep a close eye on Bosnia and Serbia. And then it seems he's trying to do some kind of a backdoor cooperation thing with India. Now, India is a very big country, and we need to have India. So one of the last things is Tajikistan. The Kremlin has been sending humanitarian aid to the Taliban, and China has too. We just sent about $400 million over there. So we're causing our own problems. So remember, too, that Angela Merkel is no longer the Chancellor of Germany. They have Olaf Scholz in succession. And this cat doesn't know whether to wind his watch or sing. So he's just kind of rolling along and maybe causing his own problems, too, with trying to be a buddy with Germany, with Russia. So, yeah, I'd be watching this one very carefully. Our own Secretary of State says we're very prepared to go back into the talks, which failed with Russia. And if they decide they want to go to war, we're prepared for that too. I'm not so sure that we are, but already Russia is involved in a hybrid war, meaning not only are they got full combat hostilities going on between Ukraine and Russia, but Ukraine got hit with a major, major cyber attack on Friday.
Yes.
Thursday, maybe it was. Thursday, I guess. And that is the beginning of testing the stability of Ukraine going into any kind of conflict.
Okay, got to say good morning to Fred from Fort Lauderdale in the chat room. We're going to break. We've got to say hello, good morning to Cheryl, who also in the chat room. And Wally, good morning to you. Eric in Tennessee, East Tennessee, that is. Good morning to you. Rig for the winter weather you're going to get there, Eric, coming right at you. Coming right straight at you. All right, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Jeff is going to take us to break, so Jeff, it's your turn.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, think about this for a second. You can go to the website, geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and check out what they have to offer there, because you can not only find out who your agent is and go talk to them or call them, but you can also get a quote right off the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll cover that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance right there with your automobiles. That's how you save the money. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and see if they can save you some money too. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we do have another caller, and this time it's Elliot that's on the line. So, Mr. Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. Hey, look here, if you can give me 60 seconds, I want to run this by you guys because it's really, giving me a pretty rough time, explaining this matter. You know, gay wokeism has infiltrated the NFL music playlist. Instead of the NFL normal theme that begins with the sound of trumpets, they have selected to play gay rapper Lil Nas' song that speaks of the a-hole, which is connected to men in jail or prison who are either connected to the giving or receiving end of bi or gay men mainly. Now, out of all the songs they could have used, they picked the controversial gay man song to advertise football. It's a bad look, folks. This is a kick in the stomach of straight families who do not wish to view sports while being reminded of someone's gayness. America, they are attempting to saturate their messaging through uniform and music they play. the NFL has gone stupidly crazy. It starts with the CEO, Roger Goodell, leadership. Now, I have zero respect for this man. He do not represent the straight man's families. Thy Father God and Martin Luther King Jr. see the destruction of American values. Thank you very much.
Okay, you first.
I can't argue with that.
Nope. And I don't, you know, I don't hear that stuff when I watch it on television. Now, if I was at the game, I'd probably hear it, and I'd probably be a little bit upset. But I don't hear it when they bring the game on TV. As a matter of
fact.
Well,
you're not going to. It's not germane to, polite to actually have those discussions. I mean, the announcers are not going to be talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, like Chris Collinsworth, whom I can't stand.
But I didn't hear the music. I haven't even heard the music, so I don't know exactly what.
But, I'm as disgusted with the NFL as anybody out there. But I do watch the games, and there's an awful lot of good people inside the NFL,
mm-hmm.
On these teams, and even retired that are still, part of the NFL. And they do some remarkable things and some very great work and so forth and so on. Then they have the NFL 360 where, they're helping the kids out and so forth and so on. So there's a lot of good stories, and I hold on to those. And try and put them in front of all the other stupidness of the NFL and Roger Goodell. It is time for him to go. I mean, every time you watch the draft and he comes out on stage, he gets booed. I mean, so a lot of people, that are closer to football than I am still boo him, and rightly so. But I try and concentrate on the positive, which gets harder and harder every day.
Well, speaking of games, we got one coming up Sunday here in Tampa that's going to be interesting. They're going to be playing in a gale, it looks like. Not necessarily rain, but they're going to have a bunch of wind, so that could make life interesting.
Yes, it could.
All right. Well, back to the drawing board here. We've got the Ford Motor Company that now says that they're worth a record $100 billion, and they're the ones, I think, that just said they were going to build a components plant in Michigan. Were they not the ones?
I don't know that for sure, so I can't say.
All right, well, somebody was, I think, and it's Ford. But there's going to be one in Georgia, too. I heard about one in Georgia. I believe Georgia is that Volkswagen down there?
Georgia's got a Mercedes plant, sizable one.
Okay, Mercedes plant I thought was in... Where is it? South Carolina.
Or maybe it's BMW. I forget.
Anyways. Yeah, BMW is up there. Okay, so Mercedes. Okay, now I got it right. The Mercedes plant is down in Alabama over the Georgia line. Not very far, but that's where that's at, on 85. I've been there. All right, somebody's chiming in here. They're going to tell us the answer. Whenever we're in doubt, all we got to do is wait for the chat room. Okay, all right. Yep, we were right. Alabama is where they are. Okay, now, the other thing is the Army is starting to toss out the people that are not vaccinated. And in order to make up the difference, so they say, they're offering the vaccinated people, especially the new enlistees, up to $50,000 to sign up for 6 years in the military.
I saw that.
When are you joining?
The other thing a lot of people don't understand this is that they've upped the age in certain classifications to 39.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Christine. Christine's confirming Alabama. Thank you, Christine. I thought it was. I've been to the plant, and I remember after I caught myself that it was Alabama. Well, yeah, and that's also, again, a good thing that's going on. Now, I got one for you. You ready for this?
Okay.
Joe Biden says he wants to crack down on COVID misinformation. Well, I have a suggestion for Joe. Why don't you start with little Dr. Fauci?
I'll tell you how tired I am of all of this. I had the TV on here in my library, and I was walking into the library yesterday, and I heard somebody talking about masks on TV, and I turn around and walk back out again. I can't, it's too hard to be in these conversations anymore and make, and try to make sense of them. Whether it is, hospitals filling up because of Omicron or, you know, the boosters or breakthrough cases or the N95 versus the cloth mask. I mean, I just, people make your own decisions. And stop trying to, you know, comply with, you know, the changes and the releases that come out by the hour. I mean, we're making ourselves nuts with this. So, I mean, it's too hard for me to be in these conversations anymore, all things pandemic, if that's where we are.
Well, what about the Biden administration said that an initial round of 500 million tests is going to be on offer starting January the 19th, and that the swabs will typically ship between 7 to 12 days after they're ordered. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't they getting these tests from China?
Well, not only are they getting them from China, but they only, I don't think they've actually signed the order yet. It's in process. It's in negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
And for Kamala to say that it was supposed to happen at the end of this week is just false. In fact, the White House had to clean up Kamala's mess because those tests probably won't be where they're destined to be, wherever that is, for another, at least 4 weeks. In 4 weeks, Omicron's over with.
Right.
I mean, we're seeing other countries, including the UK, for instance, including here, that they're saying that Omicron has peaked. Now, why are the hospitals full? Well, the hospitals are full because they've had to close down wings of the hospital, close down access to beds, because they don't have a nursing staff.
They're low on staff, and that's why they're activating the National Guard to go in and help them. They let the people go that weren't vaccinated. We heard all that.
So, I mean, whatever the government's doing, and I'm going to say whatever, because we can't even begin to know everything that they're doing, they're just making it worse by the second, led by Fauci. So, you're safer just go on and keep living the way you want to keep living.
Well, Monday is a holiday for everybody, the kids and whatnot. They'll be out of school, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And it's amazing that only a quarter of the Americans have a positive view of race relations in the country. The majority, some 60%, believe Joe Biden has made them worse.
I agree with that.
Me too. Talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend and go Bucks. All righty. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the website, see all the different things that she has to write. You're going to like it. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You will soon be able to begin ordering free at-home rapid COVID-19 tests through a new government website on January 19th. Initially, orders will be limited to 4 tests per residential address. Tests will ship via first-class mail within 7 to 12 days of ordering. The administration expects that timeline to shorten as the program ramps up. A snowy weekend in store for millions of Americans. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. The storm already affecting folks in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and that means it's time for you to hear about the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. You'll hear all about that after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been around for 70 years. And they have two campuses to serve you where they can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, the first campus is right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. So they're in Clearwater, Florida. They're also just outside the city of Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. You've heard me say this, and I'm going to say it again. The best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy is to call them up at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. You'll get a chance to talk to the students. You get a chance to talk to some of the instructors. You get a chance to talk to the money people that'll tell you if you're a veteran, how to use your GI benefits to take care of your education. Now, some of you will have lots of money left in your GI pool, and some of you may have already used it to go to school somewhere, so you won't have it all, but you'll have enough to where it'll get you in the door. And for the occasional don't have any benefits left at all, well, you go and get a student loan, which is what the civilians have to do, and that's no big deal. So, two campuses, 800-659-2080, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. And again, take a look at the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Now, the U.S. has warned Russia. Kind of sounds like the drumbeats of war, but believe me, the last thing on earth that Biden wants to do is to get into a conflict mano a mano with Russia over anything Ukraine or otherwise. Now, the crisis talks with Russia ended without any breakthrough at all. So, who knows what's going to happen? It looks like Russia's going to do some sort of movement. What the movement's going to be, who knows? But almost 15,000 people have been killed since this conflict started. So I expect to hear about more being killed. Because I do not believe Joe Biden will do anything about this but talk tough and just act like a wimp. Now, we had multiple rockets target the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The attack is the latest in a series of rocket and drone attacks that's targeted the American presence in Iraq since the start of the year. And they're not going to stop because their whole point is to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Because they're going to try to drive the Americans out. The Americans say they're not going anywhere. Now, here's something that's really disturbing. Suicide attempts and delayed pay. It prompted calls for a probe into the Texas National Guard's mission. Now, 13 Democratic members of the Texas congressional delegation Thursday called for a sweeping Inspector General investigation into Operation Lone Star, which is Governor Greg Abbott's highly touted border mission. There was a court that ruled it unconstitutional. Obviously, Greg Abbott and company is challenging that. But we'll see where that's going to go. Now, a woman who quit the Air Force Commando course questioned the highly suspicious lower standards. She said, "The change in standards invalidated me with the majority of my team," the female special tactics officer candidate wrote. And I can understand that, because there's nothing in a situation like that for those teams that are highly specialized in what they do than to have somebody that can't qualify the same way they do. Now, about 1,000 military medical specialists will deploy to hard-hit hospitals in the coming weeks to ease the pressure on the healthcare staffs. Denise mentioned what the problem is. Remember, they closed down wings of hospitals. They laid a bunch of their people off because they weren't vaccinated. And now suddenly they need help because they don't have enough people. Imagine that. Imagine that. Now, in 2020, the Sahel in Niger saw a 44% increase in violent events in the region. So said Colonel David Cobbs, commander of the 409th Air Expeditionary Group. He says the threat is real, and the ongoing violence in Africa's Sahel is not going to stop anytime soon. Also, North Korea fired missiles in response to the U.S. sanctions. Again, a couple of them anyway. I'm sure you heard that Russia is suggesting that they're going to engage in a military deployment in Venezuela and Cuba if tensions with the United States remain high. Well, I think they're going to do it anyway, tensions or not. That's just my thought. And, of course, Denise talked about the Ukraine being hit by a cyber attack. Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 of its troops on the neighbor's frontier, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces deploying in a drill. They're obviously trying to get the people's attention as to what's going on. Okay, very quickly, I'm going to go to the telephone line. Eric in East Tennessee, what's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Excellent show. Thanks for taking my call. Hope everyone's well. Listen, you were talking to Miss Denise and throughout the broadcast regarding what's going on with Russia, NATO, et cetera. Now, I know I do believe that President Putin is attempting to reconstitute a Soviet Union of sorts.
Sure.
Just by a different name, and he's obviously doing a strategic move forward deploying or attempting or threatening to forward deploy short-range or mid-range missiles into Venezuela and Cuba, et cetera, and that is something to be concerned about. But here's my – this is, you know, it's a complicated issue, but this is my opinion. If Ukraine and the borders of the former – how should I say – the Warsaw Pact countries, those old countries from the Cold War days – there's obviously exceptions to this, but in general, if they are as important to the European Union as the European Union says they are to the European Union, mm-hmm. then the European Union needs to step up with this and quit relying, and this is my opinion, on the financial backing of the United States in order to keep funding NATO to keep making Russia out to be the bad guys. There's a difference between an enemy and adversaries. I think we need to respect adversaries and destroy enemies. If they're mm-hmm. not willing to respect to support other, other countries that are members of the European Union, which is what, 28 countries, 29 countries, something like that.
European 29, States. I think, but you got 20 seconds.
Yeah, roger that. They need to step up to the plate because what is no one – the enemy, in my opinion, is China, okay? They control the Western world's production, period. And, you know, that's – again, this is all my preface, my opinion. In my opinion, they control the world right now. But we're screwing around with Russia because Russia wants to, how should I say, provide a cushion from, the European Union sphere of influence and the West. That's just my opinion. I think it's a complicated issue, obviously, but
stay out of the ice up there.
Yeah, roger that, sir. Stay low.
All righty. Eric's up there where he's going to get hit with that storm that's coming across. He's on the front end of the spear. It's coming right at him. All right, folks, I'll be right back with the final segment here. Going to play an Edwards Notebook in a minute, so don't go anywhere. And we're going to take another look at the weather. I'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Let's be real. The onslaught of critical race theory, Joe Biden's open borders, and the approved criminal activities are just part of the concerted effort to literally destroy our wonderful republic. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The people who consider it criminal to defend yourself from being murdered by thugs are the same dregs of society who condone and sometimes participate in thuggish activities like burglarizing department stores, smashing car windows, and, of course, the ongoing record-breaking number of urban black Americans shooting their fellow black citizens for target practice, especially on weekends. Of course, the legions of American thugs like Antifa and BLM members, along with the crooked leftist politicians, are engaging together in a concerted effort to literally bring to an end our unique, exceptional nation way of life. There are real solutions to this madness, including standing united under providential guidance, my friends. Against such madness, we can win. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. Find out where via TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, don't forget Constitutional Grounds Coffee brings you the Ron Edwards Report. And if you want to find out about that Constitutional Grounds Coffee, just go to his website, TheRonEdwards.com. Make a purchase over there. Don't forget to utilize the RE20 promo code because you'll receive a 20% discount. And let me just try something here. Oh, boy.
That's my iced coffee. Remember, constitutional grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Okay. Now, not to be outdone, we got to take a look at some weather here, because we got what's going to be possibly a snow bomb, about one of those big bomb storms coming across here, because you got one system that's come down from the north that's meeting one that's forming in the west, moving to the east. They're coming together right now, and here's what I'm looking at on the map. First of all, the winter storm warning is now down at the very bottom end of Minnesota, and it's covering Iowa. It's in the northeastern corner of Missouri right now, over into the central part of Illinois. There is snow moving to the east, though, that'll be coming across the southern tip of Wisconsin and Illinois through the whole state and down towards Missouri some more. We do have quite a bit of snow, just regular snow in Missouri. However, in the central part along I-40 of Arkansas, we have a winter storm warning. It's about to get real dicey from about Fayetteville all the way over to Little Rock on I-40, so be careful. It's also snowing in the eastern half of Kansas and up 29 in Nebraska, and we've got freezing rain and or freezing drizzle that's starting out right now in Tennessee, almost all the way to Eric in East Tennessee's backyard, getting close. And that's going to change as the weather drops, the temperature drops. That's going to change to all snow. So you're going to have ice and then the snow on top of it, which is going to make it really slippery going across I-40. Now, dropping down to I-20, you're going to have some areas where it looks like as if we may see some snow. Certainly northern Georgia, northern Alabama, northern Mississippi, and it's not going to make it down to Louisiana this time, but it's certainly going to be windy along the Gulf. Now, we do have a winter storm warning right now, big-time winter storm warning, in the mountains of South Carolina going up I-85, the mountains of North Carolina going up I-85, I-77, and coming across I-40. We have a winter storm warning. If you're coming west out of, say, Greensboro going over to Tennessee, you're going to be in it. Going over Black Mountain ought to be an adventure. Winter storm warning continuing up I-85 up into Virginia. It's going to be over to the west, I-81, coming up into West Virginia. Winter storm warning. More snow all the way up across the central part of Pennsylvania, across the mountains of Maryland, the eastern part of Ohio, eastern half of Kentucky. However, there is snow moving to the west coming your way that's going to combine with that. And Christine said she was in Washington, D.C. Christine, there is no way you are not going to get snow down. It's just a question of how much. And that winter storm warning is to your west. If that moves towards you, then all bets are off. Now, upstate New York, a winter storm warning has emerged from Buffalo all the way over to Syracuse, north to Oswego, then an angle on a southern angle down towards Elmira, all the way west over to Erie, Pennsylvania, a winter storm warning. It is freezing cold in the north right now. We just heard from Maine again, and Ben up there said, oh, good day, Captain. It's wicked cold here in Maine. Oh, how cold is it? Well, I just had to use a blowtorch to thaw out my wood stone flame. Okay, Ben, we appreciate that. It was 6 below last night up there in Bangor. That's where I think he called us from last night. And this is, this is Ben again. Okay. So Ben sent this twice. All right, well, Ben, we appreciate it. Thanks very much. And we appreciate you listening to us and telling your friends about it, too. Okay, don't forget George the Godfather. What is my getter name? Shoot, I don't know. I'd have to look. Let me find it here real quick. The things I do for the friends I have, I'm telling you. All right, I'm trying to look it up real quick here, Christine, while I'm moving along here. You and the whole world will know here in a minute. Okay. Captain's America. All lowercase. Captain's America. That's my getter name. So you'll be able to find me that way. And when I see you, I'll follow you, or you can follow me or whatever, and we'll do it vice versa. I'm having a lot of fun over on Getter, I will tell you that. As well as MeWe. That's another one I'm on. And it's just social media is fun if you just cruise along and see what happens. Okay, what is this? This is Eric. They're predicting more sleet and ice more than they are for the plateaus and Smokies. We live in a valley, and they are predicting it to be actually worse than the higher elevation because of the snow, sleet line, and valley weather patterns. Well, I know that, Eric. I'm watching the ice coming right at you. That's bad enough. And then if you get any snow at all on top of the ice, that just makes it worse. Been there, done that. It's not any fun. And if it's going to get cold, if you're going to get the temperatures like what they've got to the north of you, good God, they can dump all the sand they want. It's not going to melt anything. It'll take calcium chloride or some sort of chemical. Usually calcium chloride is what they spray the roads with. We'll see. But good luck to you up there. And we don't want to hear about you having a problem. So if the roads are bad, don't drive. You'd be better off skiing or wearing your ice skates. But then again, I'd like to see you wearing ice skates out there. Who knows where you'd go? You'd have to have a sled dog leading you. That's just a joke. That's between Eric and me. Okay. Let's not forget Moss Nissan, all their locations. Go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Take a look at where they're at and what they can do for you. You serve, you save. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors all get a discount on your vehicles. And, of course, they're building the all-brand-new Moss Nissan up there in Brooksville on State Route 50. Be about a month or so before that gets open. That's going to be a great place to be. I'll be there for the grand opening, for sure. Guarantee it. Look forward to meeting my friends up there in Brooksville. Got a lot of people up there that I know. And when I was up there doing the radio show in the mid-mornings up there, made a lot of friends. So we sure do appreciate it. So hello, Brooksville. Hello, America. Got to run. Got to go. Go Bucks. Going to be a weekend for the Bucks. And I'll be back Monday morning at 2 a.m. God bless America. Stay safe and stay warm.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.